welcome to another brand new episode of Take a Shelfie. It's a podcast about beer and friendship. I'm Jeff Martin, and with me as always is a man who, for just 1 week a year, is Irish just like me, Matt Prince. Matt, welcome to the greatest week of the year.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me. Thanks for allowing me to be part of this. You know, you are an Irish Catholic gentleman, and I am a Jewish fellow. And, you know, like you just said, once for a week each year, I pretend that I'm Irish.
You welcome me into your community when I have done shows with your synagogue. And so I think it's only right for me to do the same for you and welcome you back in. So, Matt, we're skipping past the what are you drinking, because it's sort of what we're going to talk about, because it is the week of St. Patrick's Day, St. Paddy's Day, the day of the Irish. This is being released on Tuesday. We're recording it on Sunday. Wednesday is the day itself. So let's just talk about St. Patrick's Day and beer.
Right. So, Jeff, I did not want to come to this episode without knowledge. So I just did a little research on St. Patrick and the fact that he is very mystic, which is kind of cool. He, you know, he's... They said that he once started an Easter bonfire that could not be extinguished. There were some other things that he did that were just kind of remarkable. And then the common misconception that he was born in Ireland, he was actually born in Roman Britain and came to Ireland as a slave, as a child. So, you know, the things you learn when you just take 5 minutes to go on Google.
It's true. Our greatest cultural icon is not ours. In fact, but you know, honestly, it's really the Irish doing what the Americans would do hundreds of years later, is just take people from other cultures and claim them as their own. So right. St. Patrick, he's our guy. So St. Patrick's Day, you know, it obviously is not going to be celebrated this year as it is most years. It was not celebrated last year as it is most years. There's not going to be a big St. Patrick's Day parade here in Philadelphia or anywhere else for that matter. I doubt that the bars are going to be that crowded. People will probably still find their ways, you know, to an outdoor tent or something. But, you know, there's not going to be pints poured and squeeze boxes squozing and girls with heavy shoes dancing on wooden floors. It's just, it's not going to be the same. But we can approximate it by drinking a fine Irish beer. Matt, when it comes time to drink an Irish beer, what's the one that you reach for?
You know, I guess I would have to side from those with those lovely people from County Cork, and I grab a Murphy's Irish Stout. You know, very much like Guinness, it's in a nitro can, but these are kind of like the rival beers in Ireland, and of course, Guinness is the one that's enjoyed more widely. But I've always had a soft spot in my mouth for Murphy's. I really enjoy it. I also like Guinness. But the one I'm drinking today is a Murphy's Irish Stout. What are you drinking, Jeff? What do you grab?
I believe if you follow my family back, they are from – some of them are from County Cork. Some of them are from County Mayo. But I'm drinking the beer of the people of Dublin, and I'm drinking a Guinness.
Nice, nice. And what's your glass, Jeff? Is that a Guinness glass that you were using?
It is not a Guinness glass. It's another Irish beer I was hoping we would talk about at some point during this episode, and that's Smittix.
Well, that is a Guinness glass then, because Smittix is a Guinness brand. So Smittix is it's an Irish red.
Correct.
Which I've always loved Smittix. For a while, I will kind of give you a taste of next week's episode. For a while, it was like my first favorite beer, Smittix, for a long, long time. And I'm actually a little sacrilege right now. I'm drinking my Murphy's out of a Guinness glass. I have this beautiful Guinness glass with the raised harp on it, which you know, I'm sorry, Guinness people.
I'm sure it's not going to be that big a deal. You're enjoying a fine Irish stout, and it's in a differently branded Irish stout glass. I think we'll give you a pass on that. How are you enjoying the experience of drinking it? Because it's not from the tap. It's not from a nitrogenated tap, you know, poured carefully, set aside to let it cascade, and then topped off. It's poured from a can, which does have a little nitrogen widget in it. But how are you enjoying the experience? Do you think it approximates the experience?
You know, my my wife, I think you know this, she studied abroad in Rome when she was in college. But while she was over there, she went to Ireland. She went to the Guinness factory. And one of the things you get while you're there is like the perfect pour. And I've been told by people who go there that they can't drink Guinness once they come home because it's just not the same. So I'd like to think that I'm enjoying an experience that's similar to what somebody might have at a pub in Cork, or if Murphy's serves from their brewery. You know, I'd like to think it's similar, but from everything I'm told, it nothing can approximate.
Yeah, Matt, and I think it's actually even a step removed from that. Like, so, you know, from everything I hear as well, Guinness in Ireland tastes like a chocolate milkshake. It's smooth, it's thick, it's delicious. The Guinness here that comes, you know, on tap, not as good, but we will have it, and it's pretty good. Guinness out of a can, I'm here to say, not very good.
Well, you touched upon this. We're not going to be celebrating the way that we might have in the past. You know, Irish pubs aren't going to be teeming with, you know, loads and loads of people. We're not going to have outdoor music or indoor music. I mean, maybe there's going to be some bands playing outside, some great Irish tunes, but how are you going to celebrate? Are you doing anything with your family? Are you doing anything individually just to kind of honor the holiday? Or is just drinking Guinness this week your celebration?
I think that just drinking Guinness is understating a little bit. I think in a normal year, I would find a way out to a bar with my mother, whose name is Patricia. So, I mean, she's, you know, it's her patron saint. But you know, being an Irish Catholic from Delaware County, Pennsylvania, I think there's only one thing to do, and that's put on some green, throw on some Blackthorn on the Spotify or whatever, and just sit back and enjoy Guinness, and then maybe also enjoy a nice Irish whiskey. Yeah. And, you know, maybe I'm not really one of those who cooks up the food of my people. I'm not here to make British Isles food on St. Patrick's Day. So yeah, I do think a Guinness, an Irish whiskey, and some Blackthorn is gonna do it for me. How does a non-Irish person celebrate in a pandemic year of St. Patrick's Day?
Well, so you know, we've been hanging out with some neighbors. Luckily, they have a fire pit. We have a fire pit. So I think we're actually going to go to their backyard, drink some Guinness. I think there's going to be some Jameson. I think they're making some, what's the pie?
Shepherd's pie?
Shepherd's pie. And I think I know this is a more of a British delicacy, but I think I'm going to be making some fish and chips. So that's how we're celebrating. Yeah, it's all, you know, it's all over there. But I also will listen to some Dropkick Murphys. I might pop in the Departed, you know, like I just think.
Are you a cop?
Yeah. Are you a cop? Anything that is like stereotypically Irish gets me, like, I'll throw green on, like, sure, why not? It's because that's what I know. Like in other years, I might have gone out to, like, I don't know, I might have gone out to an Irish pub and had at least Guinness pour from the tap, but not this year, and that's okay.
I think St. Patrick's Day is a fun holiday because it's one of those holidays where even the people whose culture it celebrates are happy to go full stereotype.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're happy to go ha ta 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 and like just wear green and orange and, you know, put on a hat with a buckle and just like be completely ridiculous for that one day. Yeah, so I think there's nothing wrong with that approach. I think we can do better though in the beer that we drink. I think we have more options than the two that we have opened. So we've mentioned Smittix, Harp itself, yep. Harp Lager, part of the Guinness brand, it is a terrific Irish lager. There's a lot of other great stouts, and I don't think you necessarily even have to have something from Ireland to approximate it. You could just have a left-hand milk stout, just something thick and dark with a nice creamy head. I think any of those could be good on a St. Patrick's Day. Are there any other beers, Matt, that you think that might scratch the itch that, you know, if Guinness isn't available, or if you don't feel like shelling out for four full ones? Because do you even drink Guinness when it's not St. Patrick's Day?
You know, I will drink Guinness occasionally on when it's not St. Patrick's Day. If my wife, her mom's side is Irish, so whenever we go to an event, there's usually Guinness in the fridge. Okay, there's usually Guinness around, so I will grab one because I'm there. But in terms of other beers that I could enjoy that would scratch that itch, O'Reilly's Stout from Sly Fox, that was dreamt up by Brian O'Reilly, who used to be the head brewer there. He's now the head brewer at Mainstay Independent, but that's an Irish dry stout. I know that a guest of ours, Newtrail, they recently released an Irish dry stout, and they also released a milkshake IPA that had mint in it. It was like the Shamrock Shake of milkshake IPAs. So people get creative. I know that locally, Sterling Pig, they're fresh AF this month. They brewed it with some marshmallows, some Lucky Charms. So, you know, there are ways that people get creative to try to bring in the Irish flair, even if it's a breakfast cereal with a stereotypical leprechaun. So there are other beers, like you said, that we can use and enjoy to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Two more beers, Matt, I want to shout out, though, are Killian's Irish Red, which is a terrific beer. Harpoon, shout out to our good friend Francis. He worked with Harpoon for a while. They make a Celtic Red Ale. That's great. So the stouts are one thing, but the Red Ale is also a very Irish thing. But I think it's important, Matt, to note that even though a fair amount of drinking gets done on St. Patrick's Day, it's not because it's a requirement or because that's what the Irish people do. There's actually a reason for why people might indulge on St. Patrick's Day, isn't there?
Yeah. So the St. Patrick's Day, we celebrate March 17th because that's believed to be the day that St. Patrick died. And then, so they've used it as this big celebration. There was a big feast, and it was a one-day break from all the Lenten restrictions. So it was the one day you could drink. It was the one day you could break all these food rules. It just became this big party. So we drink because it was that one day break. It was that one day within this sea of days that you could enjoy pints of stout and celebrate and be merry and be with friends and family. And that kind of puts things into perspective to where we are right now, Jeff. You know, the fact that we can't be celebrating, even something as simple as cracking open an Irish stout, that is kind of like our nod to happier times and times that we hope will be happening again soon with more people getting vaccinated and us moving towards the time that we can be together. It's another one of those holidays that we kind of have to remember past celebrations and dream about future ones.
Yeah, you're right, Matt. It is a good opportunity to not break from the pandemic physically in terms of how we're observing safe practices for public health, but it should be an opportunity to sort of mentally take a break and raise a glass and think of all the things that are worth toasting and think about next year, because we're so close. We're so close, Matt. I think next year, St. Patrick's Day is going to be an incredible celebration for my people, for the Irish of southeastern Pennsylvania and the Delaware Valley. I mean, I think that parade in Philadelphia next March 17th or the weekend before or after is just going to be bonkers, and I'm super, super excited for it. We are really excited that we have a platform where we can just talk about fun holidays with you, our listeners. Just a programming note for the listeners. We are now at episode 38 all time of the podcast. We are going to do two more after this to get to 40 episodes, and then we are going to call that the end of season two, and we're going to take a little bit of a break. You know, we've got really great episodes coming up. They're very exciting. We're excited for you to hear them. You can hear them by subscribing to Take a Shelfie wherever you get your fine podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a nice review. It really helps with the promotion of the show. You can visit us at ShelfiePod.com and on Instagram at ShelfiePod. Matt has been posting a lot of great pictures of some fantastic beers that he's been drinking and some fantastic locales of his backyard. Very artistic. You should enjoy them and comment on the beer. I will try to join in and post a couple more beers. Maybe, Matt, you'll grant me the opportunity to post on St. Patrick's Day itself what I'm drinking. Until next week, I'm Jeff Martin.
And I'm Matt Prince.
Sláinte.